Father Tapra, she says, Yama Arusa Yotisa, only an Arusa gets Sreifa Veloina Skila. But the Mishmal holds like a Mishimin in one part, that Sreifa is more common than Skila, but he holds only an Arusa went up to Sreifa, but not a Nesuya. Nesuya stays with a Chenik. This is what he meant to say. And Sevilla means Bishus Aviyah, if she's still an Arusa, she's still Bishus Aviyah, but Sreifa. Then she deserves Sreifa. Yes, Chamiya, but when she's already has Nisuyin, Mecha Miha, Rashi says, Yes, Chamiya means the Haina Nisuya. In Michamiya Zimsa, if she has Nus with her father-in-law, the Skila, then she deserves Skila. Kabas Yisrael, like a regular Bas Yisrael, or Mikol Adam Bechenik, and Echnami. If she would have had Nus with somebody else, she'd only receive Chenik to Yisrael, because Rabbi Shmuel Shittu is the Nisuya Ulayotzim Nechlau. The Shmuel Shittu is that a Nesuya, even though she's a Bas Kohen, if she lives with anybody else, she only receives Chenik. So how come over here does he say that she deserves Skila? Because here we're talking about where she actually lived with her father-in-law. And if she lived with her father-in-law, then she deserves Skila. So it's also this Amadna. When it says Esavia, it doesn't mean she lived with her father. It means at the time when she was still by her father's house. Kol Zaman, she's in Arusa, then that's the Chiddush or Bas Koyin, deserves Sreifa. But Eschamiya means that when she's a Nesuya, but not a Bas Koyin to a Nesuya Badaska, just means any Nesuya that she lives with her father-in-law, she deserves Skila. So it's a Bissamadna. Aviya means the time period, and Chamiya means with who she lived with. Doesn't make sense. Omar Rava. Maishino, what's going on here? Oi, idi vidi mamish. Either both cases, the father and the father-in-law means that's who she lived with. Oi, idi vidi rishus. Because both means either she's Narusa or a Nesuya. But not to change it around. Esavia means when she was an Narusa, the rishus. And Chamiya means with him. Doesn't make sense. Ela rather, Ela Roma Rava. Rava sounds like this. Shad and Reb Lezer was like this. Ela Roma Rava. Liyelam Krebi Shimon. True. Reb Lez holds like the Shimon Shita. That Sreifa is Mochamer. Uksava Reb Lezer Nesuya Ki Arusa. That a Nesuya is just like an Arusa. It's like this. Ma Arusa. Just like an Arusa. Chadargo, that Abbas Koyim, like I said before, goes up one step more than Abbas Yisrael. Miskila, Namaskina La Miskila Sreifa, we bring it up. From the regular Mista Skila, an Arusa Bas Yisrael deserves Skila. If she's a Bas Kohen, she goes up one step according to Rabbi Shimon, that's right, Sreif is Mochamer. So I'll tell you, Af Nesuya, the same thing in Nesuya Bas Kohen, Char Darga Maskinin Lo, she goes up one step. Now it's true, when the Torah says Sreifa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only an Arusa, not a Nesuya. But not that Pshat and Nesuya stays only with Chenik. But if a Svara, Nesuya, Bas Kohen goes up one step, Mechemik L'Skila, that's the Svara in Rabbi Shmuel. True, when the Torah says Sreifa itself, it's only talking about an Arusa. An Arusa of a Bas Kohen deserves Sreifa. It's not talking about a Nesuya. So how I mean it was he held that a Nesuya, Bas Kohen, only gets Chemik. Now we're answering no. He agrees that a Nesuya of a Bas Kohen also goes up one step more than a Bas Yisrael. So the Nesuya Bas Yisrael deserves Chenek. Now that she's a Bas Kohen, she deserves one more, she gets Skila. Just like we find Ben Arusa. An Arusa of a Bas Yisrael deserves Skila. And according to, by a Bas Kohen, she gets Reifa, she goes up once. That's the Svar Shmuel. A new Shita, not like the Shim and not like the Rabbanim, but that's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Therefore it's good. Nesuya Chadayka Meskila, Mechenek Meskila. Maskro, Hodivii, Reshimin Viskakoma. That Rabbi Shimon says both of them receive Sreifa. So in other words, what's shot in Rabbi Shmuel? Let's see where she. The Yaakovic Le Motis Le Meme Rabbi Lezer Behor Polygale. The Mechi Taisi. Here's the question. How could you say Rabbi Lezer would argue on Rabbi Shimon? E less like binyanad Rabbi Shmuel, our course of keeping the Sreifa Chamura, called the Bas Kohen stomach sieve. Stay in the mashma. Like when Astam, when the person says, Bas Kohen, it means both. It means a Bas Yisrael, it means an Arusa and a Nesuya. V'yistle binyan al debarus akos medaber nesuya kochle yotzim echlam nesuya bas Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense that either the pasuk is talking about by both, and then both of them deserve sreifa, or else no, the pasuk is only talking about an arusa and not on the suya, and then you can't make this your own svara. On the suya would stay the way it is. Like in suya Yisrael, abas Yisrael deserves chenig. Abbas Kain would also get chenik. You can't bring this up one darga. It's not a svara to say Reb Lezer would hold his new svara to bring it up one darga. No, the Gemara said, that doesn't make sense. Either we don't have Shimon b'Seifa kamar. Ella rather the pshat is like this. Ella Omar Ravina. Li Olam Kirabonin. I'll tell you really, Reb Lezer goes according to Rabbonin Shita. That Rabbonin holds and Arusa deserves skila and then the suya gets Reifa. The Yepach, and change it around what Reb Lezer meant to say. As Sarviya Beskila true, and she has Nus, when she's an Arusa, still at Rishu Sarviya, then she deserves a Misa Chamura of Skila. The Eschamiya, but when she has Nusuyin already, when she goes to live by her father-in-law, then the Sreifa, then she receives Sreifa, that's what the Pesach is talking about. The Hodekomar Eschaviya, Sircha Biyamunaka, that's what he says, Eschaviya, it doesn't really mean with the father, it's just meant to say Rishu Sarviya. That's Sircha means that's the way the Lashon came out of his mouth. Sircha was drawn out that way, just the way you talk. But really, it both means Brishus. And we change it around, that when she's Brishus Aviha, when she's Narusa, then according to Rabbanan, she stays with the Skila that a regular Bas Yisrael would receive, because that's the Misa Chamura. The Dinah Sreif is only by Nesuya. And Nesuya, she goes out from Chenek to a Sreif. Talmud says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Bavuam, Omar Rav, Halacha, how do we paskin? Kedisholach Rav and Mishmed Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. The way he answered Pshat in Rav Lezer before, they had an Omar Aleph. That's the Pshat in Rav Lezer. Omar Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi said back to him, Hilchasol Mashicha, like what's Nachman mean? How do we paskin here? There's a Shailah, what type of a Misa Bezdin gives you? Right now we don't have a Bezdin. When are we going to have a bezin again to give Misa? You might say Mashiach. So to have him in the world, since the halacha does not apply to our times, it's only against the Mashiach, what's the difference who the halacha is like? That's what we thought he meant to say. Omalay Abayas, Abayas said back to him, what kind of question is that? Elamayatev, that's the question. Shchitas Kochim. You learn Zvachim, you learn Menachas, all the halachas are Kabonis. Lalisti, we shouldn't learn it then. Hilchos Mashiach, this is not the question. And you want to know about the end of the Mashiach time, Ella, what's the pshat? Of course we learn Zvachim, we learn Menachis. Why? Ella Drosh, V'kibbutzchar. It's Torah. Learn the Torah, you'll receive reward for it. Even though it doesn't pertain to our time, so what? But you still have to know what the locker is. Mitzvah Shem and Echnami, Yemais HaMashiach. You have to know, even without that, it's Torah. You have to know what the lockers are. Samara says, Hochi Nami Drosh, V'kibbutzchar. What the Svar is, you should dash in and receive reward for it. Samara says, Hochi Kamri. This is what I meant to say. What do you mean to say we're given a psak here? What Reb Lezer meant to say? What was his lashon? It's sugya de shmaita. Like it's only a question. What exactly did he say? Did he mean this way? Did he mean that way? That's not called halacha. Like the lachas we know already. If we pass them like the rabbanon, we pass them like the rabbanon. Here it's only shallow. What lashon exactly? What did Reb Lezer mean? But since it's only a question, what did he mean to say? You can't say halacha. Rashi says, "Hoti kamina halacha lomeli sugi d'shemayt halacha kama b'tmiya mishayt lemei halacha b'chi hay machlekes shein by shein then Rabban Ravina lechiv leptur." There's no difference lahalacha here. It's only shal exactly what did Reb Shimon, what did Reb Lezer mean to say? He said clearly that based on via she gets sreifa, by chamniya she gets skila. It's only a question. What did he mean to say? But there's no halacha de kishayl here. It's only how to interpret what he was saying. But we know that halacha stays the same. That was his question. How can you say vilchasa? You're saying exactly what do he mean. Okay, you can say what he meant. But that's not called the halacha. There's no difference between chiyuv and ptur. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, my Rabbi Shmuel, where is this Rabbi Shmuel Shita? That he is the one that argues on Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that when the pasuk says Sreifa by a Bas Kain, it's only by an Arusa and not by an Nesuya. The Tanya would run like this. The pasuk says Ubas Ish Kain, Hisecha Liznois, Binara, the Arusa Kosim Adaber. Maybe it's only by an Aranar and Arusa. Therefore she receives Sreifa. Atwaimi, you're telling me Benaravi Arusa only here. Oyemi, maybe not that way, Ella Filu Nasuya. Maybe the Pasuk of Abbas Kurin deserves Sreifa is even if she's in the Suya. Talmud, the Pasuk says no. Ish Asher Yinaf Es Eshes Reyeyu. Mois Yumas. Hanoyaf Yonu Efes. That's the general kalal. Anytime an Eshes Ish have nus with another man, that both the man and the Isha Hanoyaf Yonu Efes both deserve Chenik. Now, Hakol Hoya Bechlal, any marriage is Bechlal Hanoyaf Yonu Efes. That the lady has nus with another man, she's Bechlal this Pasuk, she's a Noyaf. The man is a Yonu Efes, and it deserves Chenik. That's the general cloud. Now, Hoytzi Yakosav Bas Yisrael Beskila. The Pasuk says that if she's a Narusa, or even a Bas Yisrael, a Narusa, she has a special Misa, she gets Skila ready. Not Chenik, she gets Skila. Ubas Kayin Besreifa. Another special Pasuk is that our Pasuk, Ubas Ish Kayin, she deserves Sreifa, not Chenik. Now, let's see now. Ma Kishoytzi Yakosav is Bas Yisrael. Just like when the Torah said a special halacha that a Bas Yisrael gets skila l'skila, it's arusa v'loy nesuya. It's only talking about a naram rosa. Only an arusa deserves skila, and not a nesuya. So Bishmol holds asked the same thing. Kishoitzi akostiv bas kain l'sreifa. When the prophet says that a bas kain deserves sreifa, the special mitzvah is also the same thing. Arusa v'loy nesuya. Dafka ben arusa, not by nesuya. That's the Bishmol's limit. I learned now, the same way a Bas Yisrael, the Arusa deserves special Misa, the same thing by a Bas Kayin, it's only an Arusa deserves a special Misa, and not an Nisuya. And the Svar is all that we have before in Rashi, that an Arusa is a big Echet, she's Pregim HaMishpacha. Here she wasn't, a man didn't live with her yet, she's by her father's house, so she has Luz there, it's the Pagam to the HaMishpacha. So it's called Rala Shemayim and Rala Brias. Whereas in the Suya, she left the father's house, she went to husband, the husband lived with her already, there the Pagam is less. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Svara, that only an Arusa deserves Sreifa, and not in the Suya. The Suya stays with Chenik. Now, Zememeho Ubeyeleho, how do we know that of Abbas Kayin, that only she deserves Sreifa? And we have before not the Eden Zemimim and not the Boyla. The man only gets Chenik. The Chalad Apostle says, we assist the Moy Kashizaman. That an Eden Zemimim is, we give him the Misa Kashizaman. We give him what he wants to do to him. To the man and not to the lady. Boyla Mai Kashizaman. The Mara Boyla, what's he got to do with Eden Zemimim? Maybe the Boyla, when this Bas Kayin lived with another man, maybe that man also deserves Sreifa. What's he got to do with Kashizaman Mika? It looks like this. So Memeho Bechlal Misas Boyala. We should know that Edom Zemimim deserves the same Misa the Boyala deserves. We should know that the Pasuk says that Asisim Loi Kashezomam Lachos Liyochiv. We dashim Liyochiv V'loi Lachosai. Anytime there are two different Misas involved, a Misa of the husband and the man and the lady, we give the Edom Zemimim the Misa of Ochiv of the man. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Rasha. But the Kiva right there, no. Achas Arucha V'Achas Nesuya Yotzus L'Sreifa. Chud is like a B'Shimin, that both an Arucha and a Nesuya of a Bas Kayin both deserve Sreifa. Yochla ever thought to say so, Afilu Pnuya. Maybe even a Pnuya unmarried also she deserves Sreifa. Ne'amakano V'Yah, we had before Zereshov, but Ne'amakano V'Yah. Ne'amalahalan by Naramaroso V'Yah. Ma'alahalan's Nusim Zikas Abal, because she's already married. I'll tell you, Afkan here also, Nusim Zikas Abal. Oh, Malay Rabbi Shmuel, Imal Halan Nara via Arusa. If you're learning out of Zera Shava from Nara Amarosa, maybe only a Nara and only an Arusa. Afkan Nara via Arusa, maybe. Oh, Malay Rabbi Kiva, but Kiva says back, Yishmuel, Achai, Bas Ubas Amidurish. It says here, Ubas, Ubas Ishkoin. For the extra Vav Idashin, not only a Nara, but any Arusa. Oh, Malay, Zuchim Evnesha, Tadura, Bas Ubas. Nice to do the what kind of svara is that? You're good, you have an extra vav, but who says it comes to include anybody else? You make the zera shava or via, maybe it's only like an aramarosa. Only an aramarosa deserves sreifa, and not a regular arusa. In mashma lahaviyas and nesuya, haviyas as a pluya manashach. If on the word vav, ubas, you mean to include even a nesuyoso, to include a pnuyoso. V'mashma lohoitzi yasa pnuya. Once you're telling me the gzera shava via,
that's not a Pnuya, only an Arusa, Hoytias and Nesuya, Lamanashach. What do you hold? You have the Pasuk evolved to mashm anything. But you have the Gzerah Shava, Oviya, only a Nara Marasa. So what do you hold? How could you tell me a Nesuya, yes, but not a Pnuya? Rabbi Akiva holds both. Ahani Gzerah Shava, Lamute Pnuya. True. That the Gzerah Shava of the words Oviya, Oviya teaches only an Arusa if she has a husband and not a Pnuya. But still, for Yahani Bas Ubas, the Pasuk still says, Ubas is current extra vav, the rabbi says a Nesuya. That's Rabbi Kiva's word. Therefore, he holds even a Nesuya also deserves Reifa. Rabbi Shmuel Sava, no. Me the Kamalei Bas Ubas, Shmamino Hodebe Migzere Shava. We do not hope an Migzere Shava, and therefore it means even a Nesuya also. Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Bas Ubas, my Dorish. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the Pasuk of Bas Ubas, my Dorish? He also Samazoi includes the Narusan and the Suya. So what is the word Uvofu, Ubas? The boy of the Tanya, Avu the Shmuel Baravin, Lifi Shemitzinu Shecholot HaKosu Biskorim Bein Tamimim Labali Mumim. By a Zohar, a Kain that's a Zohar, if he's a Tam without a blemish, he could do the Avoida. If he's a Baal Mum, he's supposed to do the Avoida. Yochar were thought to say, Nechlek Bibnoi Sayin, maybe the same thing. That's what the Pasuk says, Ubas Ish Kain. A Bas Kohen has a special Nisa, maybe it's only when she's a Tam, and not if she has Mumin. Yochel Nechlo B'Mesayim Tam Loima Bas Ubas, no, any type of a Bas, even though she has Mumin, still by her, by a Bas, doesn't make a difference, a Mumin, not a Mum, she'll get Sleifa. To the Kiva, may the Heim Makrivin, V'hoyu Kodesh Nafkit, says Heim, that the Psulim, a Mum, is only in a Kohen, that does the Avoida, not in the Bas Yisroel, not in the Bas Kohen. Kedi Shmueli mehi avamino animili inu only them avu b'nesayim loy kamash malon. Tashi akana matzmon nisrabu l'kdusha shloy toim hoyo psulm avoydi yimutol na l'tmeil meisim. But the avu b'nesayim loy, maybe the b'nesayim would have no heter kamash malon, no, will bat even the b'nesayim most will have a heter. Alright, let's stop here. We'll go. He'll start all again. That's Nun Beis, Nun Aleph on the Beis, the bottom Gemara. For Rabbi Yishmoel, Hai Bas Ubas, my Dorish Bey. What does Rabbi Yishmoel do with the extra word Ubas, the extra vav? And so far, Rabbi Yishmoel holds that only an Arusa, she gets a Sreifa. But an Nesuya does not get Sreifa. So when the Pasuk says Ubas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois, does not mean any Bas Koyin, it only means an Arusa. So what's the extra vav? What's Ubas doing? So Mor says, "Mi boiler, Rabbi Shmuel needs it. Likeretoni avu de Shmuel. Baravin. Lefi shematzim, because we find shechol lakakosev bizchorim bein tmimim lebalimuvim. The Torah makes a difference. A zohar, a male, is a difference whether he's a tam or a balmum. A balmum cannot do the avoda. Since so, Yochel, I would have thought to say nechlag bibnoisehim. Maybe the daughter's also a bas kohen. If she has a mum on her, maybe she loses her kedusha takuna, and therefore she has nus now. She will not receive a sreifa. Talmud, therefore, the pasuk says no. Bas ubas, any bas, which means any arusa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, any arusa that's a bas kohen, she receives sreifa, even though she has a mum. Now, Rabbi Akiva, that he uses the word ubas to teach us. Even in Nesuya and Arusa, both of them deserve Sreifa. So how does he know even a Balmum? So he says like this. The Pasuk says, Nibehem makrivim voyu kodesh nafka. That's a limur that all the Zecharim, all the males, even though he's a Balmum, still he has Kedusha. It says, voyu kodesh. Any Kayan has Kedusha. It means even though he's a Balmum, still he has the laws that he cannot touch a mace. Even though he's the Baal Mum that he can't do the Avoida, but still the Pasuk says, V'hoyu Kodesh, he still has Kedusha on him, and he can't be Matamal Meis. So from there I know the same as far applies by Anisha, that even though she's a Baal Mum, still she has Kedusha's Kuna, and therefore she has Nus, she receives Sreifa. Rabbi Yishmael says, no. Imehi, from that Pasuk alone, having me, I would have thought to say, Hanimili Inu, only by the men do he say they still have Kedusha. Maybe by the daughters, no.
by the daughter since they do not do the avodah. So the whole kedusha is only because they're a tam. But maybe if they're about lum, they lose their kedusha. Kamash mulun. That's why I need this extra pasuk of ubas. The extra vase teaches me that any bas kohen, even though she's a baal mum, still she has kedusha. Now, if you have Yishmael.